thing about Hitchcock, he transcends the time when he was creating the movies that he was creating. And I mean, it's hard to sort of say this, but see, Shakespeare is a great playwright, whoever wrote those plays, because, you know, every generation can make his plays mean something to them. He's not somebody that just, oh, you got to study him like a history lesson back in, you know, what it was like in the 1580s or the early 1600s. No, I mean, his plays resonate today. Well, see, there's something about the human beings in Hitchcock's movies that sort of are so relatable to people today. Even though they're dressed differently, they speak much more eloquently than we do, but they absolutely transcend. And so why he's a genius, and I once gave this lecture where it was Michelangelo, then it was Shakespeare, and then it was Beethoven, and then it was Hitchcock. And that was an interesting day because there were, you know, three in front of me, and I was batting fourth. And I was like, oh, great, you know, like, you know, well, it's been how many centuries of people saying how great Shakespeare has been, how many centuries of people say how great Michelangelo has been, and how many, you know, it's been a while, you know, people said, you know, nobody's going to dispute the fact that, you know, Beethoven was, you know, nobody's going to say he wasn't a genius, but here's this filmmaker that died in 1980. He's our time. So, I mean, wait a minute, are we just throwing the word genius around a little too, you know, generously here? You know, just have the four slot filled up because, you know, you had to have something like, you know, not so heavy, you know, for the final slot because people are getting tired. But you see, I think point is why he was in that four slot is that he will be somebody that will be studied, you know, 100 years from now. I mean, he will be somebody still revered. In fact, he might even be, you know, he seems to get better as the years go by. Like when you revisit Shadow of a Doubt, which was his favorite film, personally, that was his favorite movie with Teresa Wright and Joseph Cotten, 1943. I mean, it's a terrifying film, you know, and you just say to yourself, wow, I mean, that guy was saying this kind of thing back in the 40s. He was like touching this type of subject matter back then. And so, I don't know. He's sort of like what, Ezra Pound once said, you know, news that remains news, or literature is news that remains news, great literature is news that remains news is culture. He's going to be a part of our culture, I just think, indelibly.